It's an Amor. They're about an Amor.
Yeah.
Bob, you're going to make us
okay, so I figured, considering that this week is Rosh Hashanah, and we do not have a regular Parsha, we'll talk about something more Rosh Hashanah related. So this is the Ramban in Amor. Anybody know the Uncle Moshe song about the Parshios? Actually, I'm not sure if it's Uncle Moshe. But it says, Amor, in which we learn about the Shlosh Megalim.
Sorry.
It could be it's not Uncle Moshe. Anyway. Vaydaber in Chav Gimel, Chav Gimel, Vayikah. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber B'nei Yisrael Leimor. Bachodesh HaShvi'i, Tishrei, Be'echad L'chodesh, the first of the month, Yelachem Shabbason. It should be Yom Tov, a day of avoiding Malacha. Zichrun, Trua Mikra Kodesh. Right? Remembrance of a true holy convocation. Right? Is that the official? Yeah? What do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait, all pasuk, is it?
It's Chav Gimel Chav Dalet.
Okay.
I started with Chav Gimel Chav Gimel, but it's Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Okay. So the Ramban here notes in Amor. V'lo piresh hakasuv tam hamitzvah zos. It's very unclear what Rosh Hashanah is all about in the pasuk. Does not explain what this... Like, nothing is clear. I mean, what? Zichron, Trua, Mikra, Kodesh? Like, we know what Rosh Hashanah is about, but if we didn't know what Rosh Hashanah is about, we'd be very lost. Okay? It doesn't say, Tchilas Maase, you know, Maase Ha'olam, Kol Ha'olim, Ovrim Lufanav Kivnei Maron, or something. It's Zichron, Trua, that's all we got. Lama HaTrua. It says Ramban, why do we want, what's the point of the Trua? V'lama nitzarech zikaron lifnei Hashem b'yom hazeh. Why do we have to have a remembrance before Hashem on this day? Yosher Mishar HaYom, as opposed to any other day. Why is it Yom Tov at all? Says Ramban, I feel like the Ramban's next line is like a mix of Misora and like detective work. It says as follows. Yom HaKippurim is the day of atonement. So it's a day of Mechila. So in the month in which 9 days later there's going to be Yom Kippur, Barosh HaChodesh, Nira Shabo Yiyadin of the Fun of Yisbarach Ki Bum Yodin Amim. Like, that's who has the footnotes? Anybody? No, nobody. That's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. No,
like pasuk. You say Ki Yodin Hashem Amo V'Yal V'Yal
Yachan. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, in Azinu. Yeah. That's right. Right. So, if we know that further along in the month is Yom Kippur, so Mistama, if it's a day of atonement, it's because Hashem has analyzed what our din is supposed to be. So it's reasonable to think that at the beginning of that month, there's going to be some sort of judgment. Rosh Hashanah, Yeshu L'Kisei Shofet Tzedek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in the throne of judgment on that day. V'acharchein Ba'aseres Yamim Yisa L'Fesha Avadav. And afterwards, he's going to, 10 days later, he's going to Yisa L'Fesha Avadav. He's going to bear the sins of his servants. Nirmas Bakas of Einyan Kasher Noda B'Yisrael V'Yanavim V'Abos Kedoshim. It's not mefurish at all, says the Ramban, but it's hinted to, and it kind of, goes together with our Masorah about what this is all about. Something that I talked about in the past, which is not really so much the Ramban, but really Rabbeinu Bechaya in this pasuk talks about. But why is it so ambiguous? Like, why not say it more explicitly? But well,
that's not something we should look at after, or no?
Yeah, sure. I mentioned the Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's kishmak on this pasuk. Okay, but we're not going to do that right now. Well, derech ha'emes for the Ramban means what?
Kabbalah,
right? Derech ha'emes, trua hi she'amdo la'avoseinu v'lanu. What's that? No, the trua is shamda lavasinu v'lanu. The trua is what stood out for our fathers and us. Shneamar Ashrei Hom Yodei Yisruo. Right, Ashrei Yodei Yisruo. Right, we say that after Ritzkiya Shofar. But praiseworthy is a nation that knows the trua. So what's it about? I'm already going to start to kind of explain the little bit that I've understood after looking at this before. Trua represents midas harachamim. Okay, so it's saying Ashrei Am Yodei Yisruo. Trua Trua is midas hadin. Okay, so it's that. I don't know what this means. That trua is shamdala v'sein v'lanu if it's din, but we'll just go with that for now. It says trua milchama ki Hashem ish milchama. Imkain yom trua yelachem she yom litrua lanu. It's going to be a day of trua, day of din for us. V'chein zichron trua, remembrance of trua mikra kodesh. Shia zikaron b'trua. That somehow we're going to be remembered in this day of din through trua. U'lefikachu mikra kodesh. That's, again, I'm like translating halfway and explaining less than halfway, but that's the point. If it's al derech emes, I'm not really I have to have Rav Gidon come explain it to us, but I don't really understand.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, next time you have a charis, you'll ask him. V'gechu mikra kodesh. V'lo hutzruch lahaskir shofar. There's no need to mention the shofar. Ki ha-shofar ramaz biyom. Right? What does it say? Look back at the pasuk. Is it say yom? Yo, lechem shabason zichron shua. I'm not sure.
Maybe it says yom shua.
Yeah, but it could be, but not in this pasuk. Yom Tshuva Yelachem, a different pasuk. Maybe that. Biyom Vatshuva Bo. Okay, so it's going to be the shofar is hinted to in the fact that it's this day, and in that day there's this Tshuva which represents din, and through this din we're being presented before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. Vihine hu yom din berachamim lo Tshuva Smochama. The fact that it's a yom, again, I've explained a little bit that I understand also based on the Hemshech. That since it's a day not only of Shua, but also of Yom, which means the shofar, which means Tkiah, which is flat. Again, I don't know if there's any actual connection between the fact that it's flat and that it's Rachamim, but Tkiah represents Rachamim and Shua represents Din. And it's a Yom Shua, it's a day of Din. Vinehu Yom Din b'Rachamim. It's a day of Din, but in which it's going to be kind of encased in Rachamim. Lo Shua's Muhammad, not a day of absolute Din. But Beneza Hiskar Akasav HaTrua. We have a certain Mesorah from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until this very day. Right, whenever you have a trua, we have Mesorah that first you do a flat sound before, meaning a tkiah, and a flat sound afterwards. And that represents that it's the book ends are supposed to be rachamim and the middle is supposed to be din. V'lama yaskir akas of trua v'lo yaskir tkios klal lo brash hashana v'lo yom kippurim. And why is there no mention of any sort of tkios and hashana yom kippur? Yom kippur in terms of yovel. Aval tkia ki azikaron v'ua shofar. The idea is that it's zichron trua. So that's what it means that we're going to be remembered through the tkia, which is the shofar. Vatrua kishmar, and trua means the sound of the trua as it is. Mevneishi klula min harachamim tkiya lefaneh v'acharei. And since it's a zichron trua, it's a trua where we have this yom trua, the shofar trua, the tkiya and the trua. So it's a day where the core of it is din, but it's being kind of presented to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and to us through rachamim. Ulefikach amar biyod a trua. That's why it says Hashem yod a trua. Ki b'tzidkascha b'tzidkatzaka yarumu ki tiferes uzamo ata. Okay, I kind of don't know. V'nei zemavur ki akol tali b'tshuva. So we see from the fact that it's a day of rachamim in din that it's not just Hashem is just going to accept us. But He's going to accept us with rachamim. But we're supposed to be doing tshuva. Elav Rosh Hashanah misyachei demidas hadin umanig olamo. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is Hashem is leading the world, and that is reflected in din. There are certain rules that the world is supposed to run by. That's Hashem's malchus and the entire system of the universe. Yom Kippur midas harachamim, right? And the essence of Yom Kippur is a day of rachamim. V'ma amaram melech yoshia kisei din. Rosh Hashanah, so now the Ramban's kind of like inclusion. If you want to know the essence of the days, Rosh Hashanah yom din berachamim. Rosh Hashanah's core is a day of din, but in which Hashem judges us berachamim. Yom Kippurim rachamim bedin. In Yom Kippurim, its essence is rachamim, where Hashem takes the din and kind of just overturns it through rachamim. And those are the cores of the day. That's like the core essence of the day. Again, we missed a lot. I don't really know what the Ramban is saying. But somehow in the name Zichron Trua is a hint to the idea of Tekiah and Trua. And Tekiah is a certain simplicity, and that represents rachamim. Trua is a certain crying out, which represents din, and therefore it's a day of judgment of din, but which is encased in rachamim. Okay, so I said to look at the comments of Rav Soloveitchik at the bottom, but I don't know if we'll be able to have time to do that because maybe we will.
I get one.
No, you have the machzor.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the source.
No, the machzor. He talks about this Ramban in the comment on the machzor. The reason I don't want to take copies of it because the whole thing is like full of Shema Shemamish, like in the machzor. So I don't want to make copies of it. But I took some pictures in my phone of the bottom part of it. So we'll see if we have time for it anyway. Let's first do the Aleh Shur, and then maybe we'll get back to the Rav Soloveitchik towards the end. Says the I was zochet to learn this Aleh Shur yesterday morning, Halega Chavrusa, Jacob,
yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out, Baruch Hashem. The Ramban says, before you even start the Aleh Shur, the Ramban says that, as we know, the core of Rosh Hashanah is din. But it's that din which is encased in rachamim. And there's something strange, which I don't know if the Ramban is thinking about this question, or if really he even has a clear answer for this question, but why don't we focus more on tshuva, on Rosh Hashanah? meaning, and there, I think the Ramban is already kind of giving us an answer, because at its meaning, maybe tshuva is something which is there's a certain, Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in Al HaTshuva, but a certain type of tshuva is almost doesn't make sense. If the person did the averos, he got a certain hana, he took advantage of somebody or whatever, he spoke lashon hara. So the fact that you feel bad about it now, how does that undo the past? And there's a certain kind of irrationality, a certain just like total, like it doesn't make sense. It's going against the basic rules of how things should be. All right, like the famous Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, the Midas Hadin and people, like, what should he do when a person sins? And they're saying all these things about how he should be destroyed. And Hashem says, no, he should do tshuva and I'll accept him. But that, there's a certain irrationality about it. Like, it doesn't make sense. How could it, like if you do something, you deserve to get punished. So it seems to be maybe what the Ramban is saying, since Rosh Hashanah at its core is a day of din, tshuva has to take a back seat. Because din means there's certain rules. You acted a certain way, and mida keneged mida, you deserve a certain din. It could be you could ask for rachamim in that din, like the Ramban is saying. Like there are certain what's the word I'm looking for in English? Mitigating factors. You don't understand. We live in a society which is full of so much darkness and so many taivos, and it's so hard. And Hashem will have that rachamim in the din, but at its core, it's din. Only once you get to a daily Yom Kippur, which its core it's rachamim, you can start talking about just totally erasing the past and ignoring the past, and just the fact that you feel bad about it, Hashem will just not pay any attention to that. But I want to look at this Alei Shur and maybe to put a kind of different spin on Rosh Hashanah and maybe on this Ramban. So the Alei Shur, as Rav Obi says. So first he starts. Let's just do this little chunk of the two Gemaras on top, and then maybe we'll skip around a couple lines here and there. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Amar Yitzlak Ein Donim Esa Adam Elafi Ma'asav Shel Osa Shash Namar Kisham Elkeim El Kol Anar Ba'Asher Usham. Right by the at the end of the story of Yishmael, when he was kicked out and he was he was crying, or Hagar was crying, whatever, he was at the well and he was in the desert, there was no water and he was crying, and it says and the Gemara Darshins, right, even though his descendants are La'asid Levo, going to oppress Am Yisrael, so Hashem said, right, I heard his voice, Bashar Hashem, where he was at the moment. At this moment, he's a tzaddik, and therefore all I care about is that one moment. Rabbi Chanan brings from the Yerushalmi there in that Gemara, a slightly different idea. I don't know what pasuk he's referring to in the Yerushalmi, Rishu ben Levi, but it says, Imzach v'yashar hayisa ein ksiv kan, el imzach v'yashar ata. It doesn't say in the pasuk, apparently it's a pasuk, it doesn't say in the pasuk, if you're zach and yashar, Hashem will judge you favorably. If you were zach v'yashar, all we care about is if you are zach v'yashar, achshav, right now. So says Rav Obi, you get different impressions from the Bavli, from the Yerushalmi. From the Bavli, it seems like Hashem is not going to pay attention to what you'll do in the future by Yishmael. And from the Yerushalmi, it seems like Hashem is ignoring what you did in the past. And all he cares about is this very one moment. So look at the second paragraph, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Omid Bivchinas Melech Ba'olam. Hashem is a king on the world. Zeo Geder Shel Gilu Ishchina. That's a certain idea of Gilu Ishchina. Right? Hashem is revealing his kingdom to the world. Asher Bifrat Bizmanski Ashofar V'Tfilas Musaf Margishimbo. I saw a very similar idea in the Rav Soloveitchik Machzor, I forget where. But a certain spirituality of Gilu Shechina of Tkiyah Shofar. And if somebody is sensitive to it, they'll even be able to experience that Bizman Tkiyah Shofar and Musaf. Hashchina miskareves az libo shel kol adam. The Shechina is approaching the person's heart. The mida sh'adam muchan lekabalosa. Meaning, mida keneged mida, based on how much he wants to and has prepared himself to accept that. Adam asher libo nishbar bekirbo. What does it mean to have accepted this sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Adam asher libo nishbar bekirbo mirov shifluso lifnei boro. A person has a certain sense of lowliness. Meaning, if he really feels the tefillah, and he feels that he's being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's no al-chet on Rosh Hashanah, but a certain sense of, I really wish I could have had a better year. I don't know if Rav Obi, hopefully he's not saying in a certain sense of being dark about it and depressed about it, hopefully not. But a certain sense of charata. Wow, this is I really wish I could feel this all the time. I really wish I didn't do so many things that would make this almost awkward because it feels like it's a little bit of a contradiction. But the person's Levid Nishbar, he feels like he wants to feel the malchus of Hashem. And he has a certain desire that he wants to be holy all the time. He wants to be in this kind of level all the time. Diburav, machshavosav, betorah, uvemitzvos, bedarga, yosar gavoh. He wants everything. The way he's thinking, the way he's learning, the way he's performing mitzvos to be on a higher level. Adam ze oz b'matzav shel kirvas elokim. That person's in a state of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asher libo sasam ba'ososha machshavto adisha. But if a person's heart is closed up, meaning he doesn't feel much, and his thoughts are adish, they're complacent. He's like, he doesn't feel much of anything. Ratzalomar, Rahman al-Tzlan, sorry. Oso tidon ashchina shelo zacha bedin. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge him. Is lo zacha bedin. Ki zeu hadin shel Rosh Hashanah. Ha'adam nivchan bazeh ad kama hu kli lekabal es ashchina. Says Revolvi. The din, obviously, I don't think Revolvi means the din, like this is the only din. I mean, the din is who the person was for the previous year. But the way, maybe you could even say using the lashon of the Ramban, right? Rosh Hashanah is a day of din berachamim. There are certain rachamim in that din. So what does that mean? How much rachamim and how much din? So HaKadosh Baruch looks at everybody and sees what they did for the previous year. But how he's going to judge them is also based on the rachamim of how close is that person to HaKadosh Baruch. How much does he feel the person wants to be better, wants to be close? And that is dependent on if he's feeling the idea of Kabbalah's Malchus Hashem, which is the core of Rosh Hashanah. If he really feels that excitement and that desire to be close and the desire to be better because he feels that closeness with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so then that's going to arouse the Rachmim and Din. That is the core. We're not talking about real tshuva. We're not talking about crying. We're not talking about Al-Chaitz because that's not what it's about, because it's a day where its core is Din. It's not a day where its core is rachamim and tshuva. However, if the person feels that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that is that's already like everything he does, like mashal amad davar doma, you guys will all, Yemir Hashem, get married, be fathers, and be mechanech your children, b'derech Hashem. So what's the idea of rachamim and din, right? Imka banim, imka avadim. But you're... Meaning, part of it's not a good mashal, because part of it is us just being like dumb humans who sometimes are irritable and sometimes have patience. But that's not the point. It could be, imagine, like, you know, your kid, are you talking about, should you give an example of a 4-year-old or a 15-year-old?
15-year-old.
15-year-old. Okay, 15-year-old. So, sorry about that. Okay. So you're 15-year-old, okay? You're 15-year-old, and I'll take an example. I'm not an example necessarily from my personal family experience. Just give an example, okay? So you tell your 15-year-old that you know what, he's got a, you know, that he's not allowed to have a certain app on his phone because you think it's just like it's not good for him. Nothing like, we're not talking about anything like momish. Oh, so like it's gonna be a waste of time, isn't it? And then you find out that, you know, somehow he realized what the password was for the parent settings and he installed it himself. And he's using that app. Okay. So it's never happened before, right? But it could, theoretically, it could have happened. Okay?
I know.
I'm saying in the world. I'm saying in the world. It never happened, right? Okay. So now the question is, how annoyed is that father going to be when he finds out about it? He's going to be annoyed because it's a breach of trust. Also because he really feels like it's not what's good for the kid. Okay, and the question is, what's he going to do from there? So the idea, l'chora, the way I understand it, of let's say rachmim and din and avadim kevanim, is that the same exact action, you know, what do you see before you? Do you only see at that moment like the kid who's like being obnoxious and like hasn't been listening and seems like he doesn't care about what you want for him? Or you see the kid, you remember when he was like a little kid, how sweet he was, and you realize that at his core, he's still that same person. And you realize that he's the kind of person who, okay, all of us make mistakes, and Mistam, I remember a few days ago when he was so respectful, and the same exact action, it depends on how you relate to it, because there's different perspectives on the same exact thing. You could view it like with the very narrow, like, he did something wrong, it's a bad thing, and that needs to be punished. Or you can view it as, there's so much context, and I think that okay, he really did something wrong, but I believe that he can do better, and all that. That's how I understand the idea of rachamim and din. It's the same exact action, but the question is, you know, what kind of lens do you view it from? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, or the Revolvi is explaining, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, if you feel that closeness to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you feel that you want to make me the melech, so everything you've done for the previous year is going to be viewed from that lens. And that's the core of the idea of din verachamim that the Ramban's talking about. Should we do the next? Should we do one more paragraph of Alei Shur or a different, totally unrelated Ramban, which maybe we can tie in on the other side of the sheet? You guys pick. One more. Ramban?
Sure, you can vote.
I just want Binyamin to be Sukkah. Ramban? Okay, let's go to Ramban. Okay, now other side of the sheet. Okay. So Ayin Sham, the Rav Savichik Machzor 441 to 443. You guys want more comment on this Ramban? We have about 2.5 more minutes. So the Ramban, the famous, one of the top 10 famous Rambans. I have like a certain axe to grind about this Ramban. I think that people maybe misunderstand it, but not for now. Like when I say they misunderstand it like in a very subtle way. But like it's the kind of thing that just like bothers me. But don't worry about it. Kol Beseder. So the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, right? That we should know from the great miracles. We see that everything is a miracle. Fine. So I have a different take on that. But over there, what's that?
There's no
tab. Yeah, there's tab. Okay. So says the Ramban. Says the Ramban over there. The Pikach Amra Avizar Mitzvah Kala Kibbe Chamura Shekulan Chamudos Vachavivus Maod. And there's different gears in the Ramban. Maybe it's Chamuros Kulan Chamuros Vachavivus Maod. Right. That's why it says in Pirkei Avos Avizar Mitzvah Kala, because there is no such thing as a Mitzvah Kala. Shekol Vacholsha Adam Moda Behenle Lokav. I should change it to Lokav. My apologies. At every moment, a person through these mitzvos is acknowledging a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's also Ayin Shem from last year. We talked about is Moda Mir here mean giving thanks or acknowledging. I think it means acknowledging. He's acknowledging a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Kavanah is called Hamitzvos. The purpose of all mitzvos, Shenamin be'elokeinu, is to believe in Hashem. Vinoda elav shehu bar'enu, and to acknowledge to Him, Hashem, you're our Creator. Says the Ramban, that's the purpose of the entire creation. It's to feel like a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the Melech. Vikavanas hayitzira, that's the purpose of creation. Shein lanu tam acher biyitzira harishon. There's no other purpose in the first creation of Adam harishon. Vein kel elyon chafetz batachtonim milvad. The only purpose Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on high, wants from the lower world, bilvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yodo le'lokav shebaro, is a person should know and acknowledge that Hashem created him. V'kavanas romus hakol betfilos, the idea behind raising up one's voice in prayer. V'kavanas bate kinesios, and the idea of having a place to come together and daven. V'chus tfilos harab, the idea of tfilah v'tzibur. Zeu sheyeh levnei adam makom yiskabtu v'yodo lekel shebaro'am v'imtziyam v'farsimu zeh v'yom levanecha b'riosecha anachnu. Right? And that's the whole purpose of creation, is that we'll get together and say, Hashem, you are our Creator. You are our Melech. So in terms of what the Ravolbi just said, it's not only like this idea about how to arouse rachamim in this day of din. It's like this idea of trying to get close to Hashem and acknowledge His presence and His kingship is, according to the Ramban, again, you have to understand exactly what this means, but according to the Ramban, is like the core of all of existence, the purpose of all of existence, to get that level of recognition. So may we all be zoche to this avoda of Rosh Hashanah, which again, it's not about tshuva per se, and it's not meaning the tshuva of crying or the tshuva of a dark harata or something like that. At its core, it's a day which is supposed to be full of simcha, the simcha of feeling a Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence, a feeling a Kaddish Baruch Hu's malchus. At the same time, maybe we'll have a certain tinge of harata, because wow, like, did I really prepare enough for this? Am I really the person who's really consistent enough throughout the rest of the year to feel this kind of connection? But that's not supposed to be something which brings us down. It's supposed to push us forward to always want to be on that level. May we be zocha to have a true rachamim in our din, as the Ramban explains. Adkan.
Thank you.
Shkoyach.
We're checking that out.
Okay, all right.
Does Rebbe have a list of his, like, top 10 Rambans?
Oh, one second. Let me just finish. No, it's very unscientific.